That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast and happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. Hope everyone's having a great start to their hump day, humping someone they love, your dog, your man, your woman, your anyone.
Your sister, your co-host.
You say the word, Jackie, and I can have it all arranged.
Stay away.
Clear the studio out. Give us some private time.
We'll start playing Conjunction Junction.
What's your function?
Nothing like a little incest humor before you've had your morning toast.
Like so twisted.
That's us.
It's a big day. It's a big day. Let me tell you why. It's Wednesday, which is just like an important thing to acknowledge.
Of course, we're getting over the hump.
We've got an amazing show for you guys. We've got stories.
Per
we've
usual.
Got dear toasters. We've got even an update from one of our previous dear toasters. So that's very exciting. But it's also the first, tonight is our first live show. We are doing, if you missed our Instagram announcement and our announcement on the toast yesterday, like if you missed both, like you're probably like not a toaster, but whatever. We have a new show coming out. It's called Breaking Bread. It is a live show with Spotify Live. So if you want to listen tonight, the episodes are at 7 p.m. Eastern time, 4 p.m. Pacific time. If you would like to listen live, be able to write in the chat. We're going to be doing interactive games where we bring people up on the stage to talk. You have to download the Spotify Live app, which is super easy. It's free. And then you just follow us, Breaking Bread. That's the name of our show. You can also, if you don't like, you know, you want to listen more passively, you can listen on Spotify. You can listen live on the regular app. And if you miss it, you can also listen later on this week whenever you want.
So you can listen Spotify. Live on both apps, but if you want to engage, interact, and be a part of the show, chat even, if you don't want to come up to the stage, you have to download Spotify Live.
And it's super easy to download. We're super easy to find. We're your verified queens. So join us tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern time. I'm excited. I'm nervous. We've never done this is our first official episode of Breaking Bread.
It's our first official episode of Breaking Bread, so for that reason, I'm very excited to get on with it. But we're live queens,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be just like an evening FaceTime with Jackson Claude.
I know. We pretty much do a Spotify Live every single night.
And every afternoon.
And every midday.
Yeah.
So it'll be super fun. I'm really excited about that, so make sure you tune in.
Tune in, so you'll be hearing a lot of us today.
Yeah, and that's just a gift from us to you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
What can I say
except you're welcome.
I saw something that I thought you might find interesting.
Please share. I saw something interesting too.
I sent it to Olivia and she was like, I already knew that, because she's like, literally nobody on the planet can know more about Moana than Olivia.
No.
Did you know that there's like a conspiracy theory about Moana? You know, let me just read it because I'm gonna totally
people love to make conspiracy Disney. Theories about Disney movies, and it's like these Disney writers really have thought of everything, all the backstories and everything. Olivia was sending me conspiracy about Beauty and the Beast, how like the Beast was cursed when he was 11, and it's like Alan Menken didn't slip.
He didn't get an EGOT to slip.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a theory a lot of people believe about Moana. You know how like she goes out, she gets caught in a storm, it's treacherous, and then like she's fine and Dwayne Johnson is there?
Yeah.
So Moana actually died in the storm at the beginning of the movie, and then Maui is her guardian angel who has tasked her to get to Tafiti, which stands for heaven in the movie. So the whole movie is basically about her journey to the afterlife. Which honestly I didn't think was like that crazy.
No, it's not that crazy, but it's very sad.
Mm-hmm.
A young girl passes in the prime of her life as she's about to become queen.
It's tragedy.
Who will the crown pass to?
I don't know.
Interesting. Well, I read an interesting fact on one of those Link NYCs that are so unnecessary, but they do put up some interesting facts and like every quote about New York that's ever been said by anyone remotely relevant. So they also said that there are just over 2,000 New Yorkers who are over the age of 100, according to the most recent census. Isn't that an interesting factoid?
Well, I don't trust the census because, like, most people just throw them out.
No, but I feel like people respect the census. Did you do it?
I didn't get one.
You could do it online. I think you probably did it.
Well, I'm not going to perjure myself. Is that the right word?
I don't think it's illegal not to do the census. It's just like...
Well, if it's not illegal, then I definitely threw it out. But if it's illegal, I fully submitted it.
I got it. Okay. Well, anyways.
That's interesting. Is that more or less than you would have thought?
I never thought about it.
Me neither.
I never thought about it. And this is a tough city. Mm-hmm. It must be even tougher if you're 100.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
Except you could, if you're technologically savvy, get everything to your doorstep.
Yeah. Or if you have a grandchild who respects you.
Yeah. And is helpful.
I'll never understand people who disrespect their grandparents. Not disrespect, but not like... Even if they're, like, nice to their grandparents, don't spend, like, as much time as possible with them, especially if they live alone. Like, girl.
But I think you get to an age where you realize that. Unfortunately, by the time we got to that age, all of our grandparents were gone. Passed.
Yeah, no, that's true. It's like a maturity thing.
Yeah.
But whenever I'm on TikTok, I, like, see these videos of, like, people's grandparents, like, begging them to hang out. And it is so
fucking sad. It's like, why are the grandparents on TikTok?
No, sorry. The grandchildren make TikToks, like, cute text my grandpa sends me. And he's like, bitch, he's literally begging you to hang out. Like, go.
Get your ass over there.
No, get your fucking ass up and take care of your grandparents.
100%.
Some of us don't have grandparents.
Seems like nobody wants to take care of their grandparents these days.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I understand.
So what else do you want to kiki about before we start the official show? What's new with you? How's Harry? Talking about me, obviously.
Yes, he does love his dear, dear auntie, but he is good. It was a busy morning, as it always is, and I'm just grateful for the opportunity to show up and show out on a Wednesday.
And you're grateful for the opportunity to be Harry's mom.
Every day in every way.
Our outfits today, while we're not matching, we are giving Cosmo and Wanda energy, even though you're like a little more purple than pink.
Yeah, but maybe, you know, the lens is a little saturated showing me pink. And I just want to let you guys know that we are slick.
Look at my hair. It's oily as fuck.
Like, show them the pomade. We're slick as fuck.
We are slick.
We literally have pomade on hand. That's how slick we are.
And actually, you know what?
We're slickening the studio down. And you're breaking the studio.
I know. I dropped the pomade. I think it's fine.
Okay.
That shit is extremely durable.
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
Chris Appleton wouldn't recommend it if he didn't. Yeah. So you're saying Kim uses this pomade?
Do you ever think, like, are there a couple things in your life that, like, moments or experiences that you think of and immediately, like, physically cringe?
100%.
I would say
I had one the other day. I was in the street, too, and I made a grimace, and I was like, I hope no one thought that was directed at them.
I had one last night, but the one that I'm referring to now is the fact that, like, we interviewed Chris Appleton and we looked like actual, like, beasts. Our hair was so disgusting. I was getting on a flight, so, like, I looked really bad.
We both were getting on a flight for the CMAs.
Oh, okay.
And so we were spray tanned, like, we were a couple of Oompa Loompas.
Yeah, we were, like, didn't want to put on makeup because we got fresh spray tans. We were, like, going to have to hair and makeup, like, the next day, so we didn't even do our hair.
And it's, like, the next day we looked like the most gorgeous Queensland we've ever looked. That was blue dress, like, short blue dress for me. You wore...
Sparkly silver.
Like, we were the most gorgeous we've ever been in our whole lives. But the day before, and that's what happens, like, when you get a spray tan, it's really...
Well, a journey.
Before you take that shower and you look like this. You don't look great. And so we were like, you know what, we'll hop on the plane from the toast, so I'm gonna wear a low bun, whatever. And we looked like a couple of clowns.
We looked like clowns, and, like, we're sitting here with this world-renowned man who's literally touched the hair of the most iconic women in pop culture, giving us his best hair tips. And he's, like, looking at us like, who booked me on this show? Because they're getting fired.
Yeah. And it's like, upsetting. Why are these girls talking about glam? They clearly have no interest.
Yeah, like...
In the matter. They personally...
What is this, a podcast about science?
They clearly have no personal interest in the matter.
So that's, like, one of the top 10 times.
I was actually just thinking about that because it was Chris Appleton's birthday. And so Kim posted, like, a bunch of pictures of them. And, like, they were so iconic. And it's really, like... Kim and Chris, like, always doing it.
And the other thing
about... And it's like, we had our shot with him and we blew it.
But the other thing about Chris Appleton is that he is literally so hot. It's just like, you just don't expect that. Like, he's so handsome and even more handsome in person.
Yeah.
Love that. So that's the time we embarrassed ourselves. One of the many
There are so many, and what's a little nerve-wracking is, you know, there are going to be so many
more. Yeah.
More.
Okay.
Now you feel like you're ready to dive in.
I feel ready. I feel confident. I feel strong. And I feel courageous.
You have your swim cap on and you're ready to dive in.
I'm off the deep end, watch as I dive in to the Fast Five stories
that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And today's episode is brought to you by Olipop. You guys know we love soda, and there's a new kind of soda that tastes amazing and is actually good for you, and it requires no balsamic vinegar.
That episode should have been brought to you by Olipop, but I'm glad that this one is.
So it tastes just like soda, Olipop. It's like the ones you grew up with, but unlike other sodas that are full of sugar, corn syrup, and artificial ingredients like aspartame, Olipop is made with natural ingredients that are actually good for you. It is the fastest growing functional beverage in America, and they have delicious nostalgic flavors like vintage cola, classic root beer, orange squeeze, cherry vanilla, strawberry vanilla, and their new flavor, which is the classic grape. You know we can't get enough soda here at the Morning Toast, and honestly, it's nice to switch it up with a healthy alternative that really tastes so good. It's much lower in sugar, Olipop, than conventional sodas. It has only 2 to 5 grams of sugar from natural sources. There's no sugar added. And their vintage cola, which is a personal favorite of mine, has just 2 grams of sugar compared to regular Coca-Cola, which has 39 grams. All of their products are non-GMO, they're vegan, they're paleo, they're keto-friendly, and they have less than 8 grams net carbs per can. They're so confident that you'll love their product that they offer 100% money-back guarantee for orders placed through their website. So receive 20% off plus free shipping on your order. We recommend trying the variety pack. It's a great way to test all of their delicious flavors, and you can get it at drinkolipop.com. So that's drinkolipop, O-L-I-P-O-P, .com/toast, or you can use the code toast at checkout to claim this deal. The website is drinkolipop.com/toast, drinkolipop.com/toast. Olipop can also be found in over 8,000 stores across the country, like Walmart, Target, Kroger, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and Publix. So if you're getting yourself a little pub sub, pick up an Olipop for the side. Today's episode is also brought to you by Thuma. Your bedroom deserves a refresh, and now is the perfect time to elevate the most important room in your home with Thuma. Thuma practices an intentional less is more design philosophy for the bedroom. With clean lines, subtle curves, and lifestyle-enhancing details, Thuma proves that simplicity is the truest form of sophistication. So introducing their bed, the Bed by Thuma. It is handcrafted from eco-friendly, high-quality, upcycled wood. You'll find beautiful, unique variations in the natural grain. The minimalist design feature has Japanese joinery. It helps elevate any space, and it's super supportive for your mattress. It's breathable, and it's made to naturally minimize noise and create space. They also, obviously, they have the bed. They also offer other bedroom essentials to elevate your bedtime, like the nightstand, the side table, and the tray. They are perfect complements to the bed. So if you're looking for a bedroom refresh, if you spend a lot of time in your bedroom, you guys know we do. It is our home. It is our shower. It is our kitchen. You deserve to treat yourself to a nice bed. Make it look sophisticated, very Kim Kardashian. Thuma also works with One Tree Planted to plant one tree for every bed and nightstand sold. So all of their essentials are Green Guard Gold certified, and you can feel good knowing you're helping the trees. Create that feeling of checking into your favorite boutique hotel suite, but at home, with the Bed by Thuma. And now go to thuma.co/toast to receive a $25 credit towards your purchase of the bed, plus free shipping in the continental U.S. Go to Thuma, thuma.co/toast. That's thuma.co/toast, thuma.co/toast for that $25 credit.
Thank you, Claudia. I have one thing to say. Thuma.
Thuma, 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 let me be your Thuma. Thuma, 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 let me. When you say Thuma like a bunch of times, it starts to sound weird. Thuma.
Yeah, no, it sounds like I have a lisp.
Yeah, totally. Okay. Not that we're making fun of people with lisps.
No, but I used to have the craziest.
Yes. List. Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Yeah. So I guess I can say that. You know.
Wait. Let's talk about that. Let's dive in. Let's talk about lispio. Forgot you have to. You used to have the biggest lisp. You did like speech pathology, right?
I did
right?
speech therapy. Yeah, and I worked my way out of it.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore. Yes. I have like a vivid memory of like us being really young. I think you had like just started those speech classes, and we were all in our parents' bed, and you like were doing it, and I was like, look, I can do it. Yeah, bitch, because you don't have a lisp. Like, Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
Thanks, Claudia.
Do it.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore. It's gorgeous. Really not an issue anymore.
No, I totally unlocked throwback. Memory. Unlocked yeah. Core memory.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. Those are the days.
Thanks, Thuma. Thuma. That Thuma. Memory is brought to you by Thuma.
Bringing families together.
Our first story. Halsey compares Adam Sandler's daughter's craziest bat mitzvah to Coachella. The Sandlers know how to party. Just ask Halsey, the singer who performed during a bat mitzvah for Adam Sandler's 13-year-old daughter, Sunny, back in May, compared the celebration to California's iconic Coachella Music Festival. She said, first of all, it was the craziest bat mitzvah I've ever seen in my life, she told Jimmy Fallon during the guest appearance on The Tonight Show. Quote, as you would expect from Adam Sandler, it was like Coachella. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, you guys booked me? I was really honored. Halsey said it felt like a full circle moment. They used to watch Adam Sandler movies all the time.
Okay, so I didn't even know Adam Sandler's daughter had a bat mitzvah, but I'm like obsessed with this story. The fact that it was like the biggest extravaganza, Coachella, like makes perfect sense. Like, name a more famous Jew, 8 crazy nights. Like, Adam Sandler is literally like our spokesperson. And he's like one of the few Jewish celebrities who's like really proud of his Judaism. Like, he's always talking about it. It's in his movies. Like,
yeah.
So he's our leader. He's our representative. And the fact that his bat mitzvah, his daughter's bat mitzvah was a blowout, like, is exactly what our community needed. And I'm extremely grateful.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't even think about it in that way. It's like, if Adam Sandler isn't having the biggest, baddest bat mitzvah, then who is?
Right.
If Adam Sandler's not getting Halsey to perform, who is?
No, I love this story so much. I love that Halsey respects Adam Sandler. And I just am upset I wasn't invited. And I wish, like, obviously she's not going to blow up the details, but I kind of want to know more. Like, was it in Manhattan? What was the venue? Like,
yeah,
I would love to know.
I also, like, just have to say one thing, because I was seeing, like, this video that was stalling on the link page, and I was scared that for what it meant, and I just Googled it quickly, and it is what it seems. Charlie Puth also performed at the bat mitzvah.
Okay, the thing is that, like, I'm sure Adam Sandler didn't choose the guests. His 13-year-old daughter did. And that's definitely upsetting. Like, you obviously, I was riding a high, like, so excited about the story, and you just ruined it.
Yeah.
But I can move past it, because in the name of Judaism, for God, you know, I can move past it.
100%. And also Jennifer Aniston made a guest appearance, which makes sense because they are like the dynamic rom-com duo.
Okay, wait. So I actually saw Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore do this like cute skit on Jimmy Fallon talking about like rom-com husbands and like how Adam Sandler is Drew Barrymore's rom-com husband. Who do you think blended 51st Dates?
Okay.
Who do you think is like Adam Sandler's go-to rom-com wife? Is it Jennifer Aniston? Or is it Drew Barrymore?
I think it's Jennifer Aniston, because they did Just Go With It.
They did that recent one about murder on the train.
Yeah, yeah, and they're doing another one. Mm-hmm. And when he won a big award recently, or she won a big award recently, I think Jennifer Aniston won the award. He introduced her. It was like at the MTV Movie Awards, and he wrote this like whole long thing. I thought that that was his partner. Just like Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone, just like Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah. No, I think Adam Sandler's kind of like a man whore when it comes to leading ladies.
I guess you could have more than one. But
especially when you do as many movies as Adam Sandler.
But I personally think I prefer Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler, which is surprising for me now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. I actually, the types of movies that Adam Sandler does with Jennifer Aniston, I've never seen. I've never seen Just Go With It. I don't think I've ever seen Just Go With It 2. Is there a second one?
No, you've never seen the one where he's the dentist and she's pretending to be his wife.
No, like Brooklyn Decker.
His ex-wife, yeah.
No, I've never seen it.
Oh, it's pretty premium.
No, okay, maybe I'll add it to my list. I've also never seen the murder ones.
Not bad.
So I'm more leaning towards Drew Barrymore, even though like when I think of, I don't know.
Well, you know what? It kind of works, because it's like maybe Jennifer Aniston's the first wife and then Drew Barrymore's the second wife, and then they have to blend.
Yeah, blend.
And then they blend.
Have you ever seen the Drew Barrymore, Ben Stiller movie, The Duplex?
No.
It is the most random movie. I don't think it was very popular. I saw it one time on cable years ago, and now whenever it's randomly on, I watch it. It is probably the funniest movie. It's so underrated. Let me just tell you the premise. So they're like this young married couple, so in love, and they're looking for a house to buy, and they end up like getting this amazing price for this sickening duplex. In this building, and like the only other tenant in the building is like this really sweet old lady. It's like literally a dream come true. And as it turns out, it's like a setup that this old lady is like this evil. It's, I don't want to spoil it. And they thought they bought their dream home and they end up like so miserable. It is the best movie. If you've ever seen Duplex, like, you know.
Okay, maybe I'll check it out.
I'll watch Just Go With It and you watch Duplex. You will literally love it. Like, this old lady, it's so good.
Oh, I can't wait.
I can't sing the praises enough. If we ever brought back Toast Movie of the Week, that's like one of my underrated films.
If we ever brought it back.
Which we're not, so.
No, I don't think so.
So don't get excited.
Also, another rom-com couple that I like is Cameron Diaz and Jason Segel.
Yes, that's extremely good.
Because they
good.
Were in Bad Teacher, which is the best movie. If you haven't watched it, you might be new here if you haven't watched mm-hmm. it. And you must. You absolutely must. But then they were also in Sex Tape, which stunk.
Yeah.
Which freaking stunk.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Wait, let's think. What are other rom-com couples, like people who are always doing shit together? I feel like for a while it was like Katherine Heigl and... like someone.
She didn't have a one.
No, she got everyone. She Gerard was, Butler, Josh Duhamel.
James Marsden.
James Marsden. James Marsden is so cute.
He's everything.
Who? What is your favorite James Marsden role on the count of three?
Oh, hold on. I mean, this is hard. Is it Hairspray?
I said on the count of three.
I know, but that's what you're saying, right?
Quinny Collins, yeah.
Yeah, but also Enchanted.
Yeah, that's good.
So
latest, greatest... Baltimore sound, oh, every afternoon when the clock strikes four. A crazy bunch of kids crash through that door, yeah. So throw up their coats and leave the squares behind. And you can shake it, shake it, shake it like you're losing your mind. You ever see them round? They're the nicest kids in town. Ooh. Roll call.
I'm Amber.
Brad.
Mikey.
Vicky.
Shelly.
Vicky. Becky. Darlene. Charlene.
And I'm
Link.
Brrr. No, wait.
And I'm Tracy. I fucking love Hairspray so much. And I love like the most recent one. We've done literally whole episodes about how no movie on planet Earth has ever been better casted than the most recent version of Hairspray. Amanda Bynes.
Not live.
Not live. No. Amanda Bynes. Michelle Pfeiffer. Queen Latifah. Like, could it be better?
No. Ariana Grande. Oh, no.
Zac Efron.
I'm sorry. Not Ariana Grande.
No. Amanda Bynes was a better
Penny
Pendleton.
Yeah.
Zac Efron.
James Marsden.
James Marsden. It's literally so star. John Travolta. Christopher Walken. It is so star-studded. Honestly, I can't get into it, but like if I was in college, I would write a paper on it.
But that just like gave me a serotonin burst. I don't know about you.
That fucking song from that... every afternoon when the clock strikes four. It is like, I've never wanted to live in the 60s, but I'm like, I could fucking do it. Like mashed potato my ass all over town.
We could be on the Courtney Collins show. Courtney!
By the way, would you rather be on the Courtney Collins show or Shake It Up Chicago? Because they're literally the same show.
Oh. I don't know.
So good.
Good question. Good question.
Like my dream really is to play Tracy Turnblad in some sort of production. Because I know the song's... like so well.
You are to Tracy Turnblad what Tracy Turnblad was to the Courtney Collins show.
Yeah, like an
knows
aspiration.
It back and forth, knows all the dances.
Yeah. I fucking love that movie.
So good. Watch that, guys.
There's not a bad song. Mm. Actually, when Michelle Pfeiffer seduces Christopher Walken in the toy shop, bad
Fast
song.
Fast forward. Yeah. Okay, now I feel ready for our next story, which I'm glad you chose, as you did choose four out of the five, because it gives me a chance to talk about something else. Hailey Bieber's beauty brand is officially here. Get a first look at Rhode's debut skincare products. Hailey Bieber has officially joined the ranks of celebrities with their own beauty brands. On Wednesday, the model introduced Rhode, a minimalist skincare label that shares the model's middle name. Touted in a press release as providing affordable, luxurious products with thoughtful intention that deliver gentle, effective skincare to invest in yourself for the long haul. Her 5-SKU offering will be sold direct to consumer via its own website, rhodeskin.com.
Rhodeskin.com/toast.
I wish.
Is that the end of the story?
Do you want to hear more about the products?
No.
Three
I looked
lip
it up.
Balms, a serum.
I looked it up this morning because I wanted to purchase, but it's not out till 2 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay, you set your alarm?
No. Like, if it's meant to be, I'll be ready. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad for Hailey. I mean, she does have wonderful skin and affordable skincare. Like, this is a vibe for sure. But I do want to talk about the fact that I got the SKKN by Kim PR package. I need to talk about it because I haven't yet.
Okay, go.
It's amazing. So I got the new Skin PR package. First of all, the package itself came in this
so
gorgeous,
sick.
Huge tote. Like, girl, never needs a beach bag again. Thank you, Kim. It came with custom robe, slippers, and one of those skincare.
Why custom? It says your name?
Skin. It says Skin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Like, no, sorry. I was just confused.
Now you're making it sound like shit.
No. I was like, oh my God, they give you literally one with your name?
No, it was like custom for Skin PR. Sick. I don't know if you could buy them.
So you
actually
definitely can.
Maybe you can, like the headband thing that you
it's
do.
It's probably Skims for Skin.
Yeah. And so it, as we know, it's a 9-step routine. It's very much a higher price point, and I wasn't sure if I was going to try it, but my skin has been really bad since I gave birth.
And it hasn't been really bad. It's just been different.
It's been different a lot because I'm not sleeping a lot. Like, yeah. I feel like if I got like 12 hours of sleep, a lot of it would clear up, but I don't have that option. So I have a lot of redness, just like irritation, not very hydrated, you know, dull. I'm not the girl I used to be.
You'll get
times
there.
Times are changing. So I was really excited to try a 9-step routine that like maybe could help me. And it was amazing. Every product I really enjoyed. I watched a video of Kim doing it, so I knew what order to use things in because it definitely has to go in order.
You know, I found that extremely helpful because I'm always like, what the fuck order? Serum, cream, cleanser. I'm like, what are we doing?
Usually I know that it goes oil. Actually, like when I use Sunday Riley's vitamin C trio, yeah. It's oil, serum, cream. But yeah. For Kim, the oils were last. Now that I think about it, the serums were second. Hmm. Very interesting. Very, very. I loved it. Some of the standout products, the exfoliator was one of the most gorgeous exfoliators I ever used. The beads were so tiny and it smelled so good. I think that you should.
Yeah, because you've now mentioned it twice. And I think an exfoliator is like the key to having smooth skin.
Yeah.
And I use like an Ole Henriksen one, which is fine.
Uh-huh.
But I'm ready for a new one.
It was really nice. And the other products didn't have fragrance. I don't know what the smell was, but it was just like really nice wafting in my shower. Everything else was really good. The eye cream, the night oil. I used it 2 nights in a row, but then I got a spray tan, so like I couldn't use face product. But I've really been enjoying it. And I imagine that like Kim does use it because it's good stuff.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And then after I tried it, I was like, I couldn't remember a world before skin.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, that's huge.
You know when that happens?
Of course.
Like before I tried it, I was like, do we need this? Now I'm like, who said that?
Do you think
who
we need Rode?
I think someone needs Rode.
Yeah, because you want to know why, like, and I'm not sure if you know this because I literally spend my entire life on TikTok, but like Hailey Bieber is so influential in terms of like looks and skin and makeup and glam. Like, and not in an intentional way. I just think she's really herself and like wears things and does looks that she wants. And it's people are always like seeking inspiration from her.
Yeah.
So I do think she's the perfect person to do something like this. And I really do like that it's affordable because if you think of her like hardcore followers, it's like a lot of Justin followers. So it's young people. And I think the affordable aspect of it is really great. I wasn't like totally blown away by the packaging. It was kind of like boring. But that really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
When it comes to skincare, it's like it's on the inside that counts.
That is true. Also, yeah, I think that she is that girl. She does have great skin, but also her skin is like young and it doesn't need
crazy
heavy lifting. So I think just like affordable skincare that reminds her young fans, like, moisturize your face, take your makeup off. You'll thank yourself in the long run.
Right. I don't think it's for someone who might struggle with their skin.
Yes,
in terms of acne.
Who's like back and forth with rosacea.
Right. I don't think it's that. I just think for like basic hygiene. And maybe she'll, you know, elevate because it's a small collection to start.
And it's like it's 5 products and 3 of them are lip balms.
Right. So I think it's a great idea. Always fun. I think the branding has been really good. I really like the name. I'm just like not crazy about like the packaging is giving very like clinical like vibes.
Yeah. And I said that I wasn't crazy about Kim's packaging because I didn't know if it would match my bathroom, which by the way, it does. And like I like that it's minimal. Like I'm tired of having like a lot of ugly
colors,
dumb crap in my house.
No, I have like an acrylic tray/holder to put all my sink things in. So that's like my cleansers, my skincare, toothbrush, toothpaste, pumice stone, like just everything in one little thing. And it is so ugly. Like every time I walk into my bathroom, I want to literally throw the whole thing in the trash. It's just like disgusting.
Yeah. So I'm happy for Rode. I hope you try it. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, no, if I find myself like available at 2 p.m. Eastern time, I'll get into it.
Thanks.
Get into it, yeah. It's available now.
Oh,
okay, at 8 a.m. So, I'm not okay. Okay.
So get into it then.
I got my Rode skincare. Here. I guess I could do this later. Okay, a peptide glazing fluid. Like, I don't know what that is.
I'll tell you. It's touted as the dewy hydration layer and the hybrid serum gel designed to hydrate skin as well as instantly illuminate it for a glazed finish.
I could just get the whole kit, but like dead ass. Like, this would be just for research. It would have to be a business expense because I literally don't need any of this. I certainly don't need 3 lip balms.
Such as salted caramel and watermelon slice?
Like, I really don't.
No, you don't.
Okay, I'll look into this later. Okay. Because honestly, I'm not in the mood to spend $100.
I understand. Are you ready for our next story?
No. Yes. The next story is brought to you by the new Starbucks Baya Energy Drink. With caffeine naturally found in coffee fruit, it's energy that's good. It's a beverage that's crafted from caffeine naturally found in coffee fruit, as well as antioxidant vitamin C. It includes three delicious flavors, mango guava, raspberry lime, and pineapple passion fruit. It is a refreshing fruit-flavored boost of feel-good energy in a way that only Starbucks can deliver. Each 12-ounce, 90-calorie can contains 160 milligrams of caffeine, and if you're looking for a way to get your caffeine fix and coffee is not your vibe, like for me, I don't drink coffee, but every now and then you need a nice pick-me-up, check out the Starbucks Baya energy drink. We actually have them in studio. They're really good. I really like the mango guava. And it's just a fabulous thing to keep around. Starbucks Baya Energy Drink is available online at grocery stores, convenience stores, and gas stations nationwide. Thank you, Starbucks Baya Energy Drink, for sponsoring this important next story.
Important next story that I love so much. Shaquille O'Neal pays the tab for the entire restaurant after a date with a mystery woman. The retired basketball star, who is now a sports analyst, arrived to Chelsea Hotspot Ulan Club with a mystery woman around 8:30 p.m. By the end of the night, he was footing the bill for the entire eatery. Spies told Page Six he popped in with the unidentified woman, whom he was overheard describing as my date, and ordered Beijing chicken, shrimp tempura, and the restaurant's signature chicken satay. She did all the ordering, an insider told Page Six. After their meal, he proceeded to buy dinner for the entire server team, and to top that off, he paid for everyone's check who was dining at the restaurant.
Oh my God.
He wanted to keep his generosity a secret from fellow diners. He asked the staff not to mention that he was paying the bill for over 40 tables until he left the restaurant, according to the source. They're told the bill amounted to well over $25,000 in checks. They said he was also extremely generous to the restaurant staff. He left them the biggest tip they've ever received. Plus, if you want to get even more pijam, a rep for him did not get back to Page Six when they reached out about the expensive date night because
he really didn't want people to know.
He's an anonymous charitable donor. King, which is the best kind of charity.
Oh my God. Okay, so first of all, I hear about this happening a lot with, like, especially with athletes who make, like, insane money. And I just want to know, like, why I've never been in the restaurant when that happens. Like, right. I would love for my meal to be picked up, but not to make this about me. But just once, I'd like to be there. The second thing is, like, this is my favorite thing that celebrities do. Like, go into grocery stores. Like, it is so, and honestly, even if they're doing it for publicity, it doesn't bother me because it's still so nice.
No, and there's so many things you can do for publicity. So to choose that one, more people should.
Yeah, I love it. I love Shaq. But it does make me think about, like, dating Shaq.
Oh, because, and it makes me think about adding him to our list.
Yes.
Because Shaq and Khloe Kardashian.
That's good.
Yeah.
I feel like they're also around the same age.
Yeah.
Like maybe he's, like, a little bit older.
And, like, he was an athlete, and obviously that's of interest to her, but now he's a sports analyst. He's a businessman. And I think that's probably a blend of what Khloe needs.
Wait, that's such a good call, first of all. And also, like, it takes an extraordinary woman, I think, physically, to be with Shaq. I mean, he must weigh 400 pounds. He's, like, 7 feet tall. He is so wide. He's so muscular. I can't even imagine what it's like to, like, roll around in a bed with Shaq. It must be overwhelming, honestly.
Yeah, I want to see, like, he just got divorced in 2011.
And she was, I believe, tiny.
Yeah, well, everyone looks tiny next to him.
That's true.
Really cute couple.
He's so cute. Like, I literally die for Shaq. Ben is always watching that show, NBA on TNT. Mm-hmm. Where, like, him and Charles Barkley and the other two irrelevants.
Irrelevant uglies.
They just, like, kiki and, like, make fun of him. And it is, like,
that's really what sports shows are. Zach watches two every single day, and they play in my mind. And one of the ones that he watches is, like, 3 hours because it's a podcast.
Ooh.
It's The Herd with Colin Cowherd. And this man does not stop talking. There's a girl on the show, too, so it's, like, a nice dynamic. But then the other one he watches is PTI. You ever listen to that one?
No.
These two.
What does that stand for?
Pardon the Interruption.
I think it's Part of My Take.
No, that's the Barstool podcast. It's PTI. It's Pardon the Interruption.
That's weird. There's two
that are pardoning themselves.
Sports podcasts.
That are pardoning.
And pardon isn't even like a sports term.
Not at all.
It's not like it's goal, you know?
Yeah, no, but it's PTI. And the two of them, they really kiki. And like Zach's been watching it since he was like in middle school. And like he loves them.
Yeah, no.
And I guess that's how people feel about the Toast.
Oh my God, totally. So yeah, Ben loves NBA on TNT. And like they're just always like goofing around. Like they make so much money to literally sit there and like do nothing. I mean, I guess It's a job, but like they're just like kikiing, like literally just giggling and it's actually so good. And I don't really even like to watch basketball, but I don't mind like the Shaq moments because, you know, Shaq has that quality. He's got the Ben factor. He's got this like star quality. And I feel like it really translates behind the scenes. He's obviously like a really nice, generous guy. And I just wanted to find a nice girl to settle down with.
And it's Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah.
And they need to go on a date. So if you're one of those like publicist cupids, make it happen.
Yeah. Publicist cupids.
Yeah. Also, the only thing about the sports shows is like they have the same conversation over and over again.
Yeah.
And it's giving like a pre-show because they predict what's going to happen in a game. And it's like, can we just watch the game and then talk about what happened?
No, if I was ever president, which you would all be so lucky to have, there would be a rule like outlawing pre-shows for major events. Like people just sitting around guessing what they think is going to happen at an award show, what people are going to wear, or how many points the other team is going to score is mind-numbingly stupid. And it is a waste of everyone's time and energy and resources. And I think collectively as a society, it makes us dumber.
Yeah.
So that would be first day in office, banning that. Second day in office, all public water fountains serve Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm. And third day in office, your vice president, me, bans the tortilla challenge.
Oh.
One of the dumbest things I've ever participated in my life. And if people took the time they spent on that to, I don't know, think about other things, even if it was just to sit in silence and look inward.
There's a challenge going around on TikTok called the tortilla challenge. I made Jackie do it yesterday, and while she is shit talking it now, we had such a good time and people are loving the content. So it's literally not that deep.
No, but the fact that people are going around making videos like that, watching videos like that,
you'll just never understand us. You'll never understand us.
And I never want to.
Okay.
And if I almost came on TikTok, you sent me something yesterday and I said this is going to be the thing
that to gets get you me back TikTok. On TikTok. I don't remember what it was.
I think it was one of the Scala girls like sharing
oh yeah,
like home design.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could have gotten me there, but then unfortunately the tortilla challenge set me back.
Set you back. Okay. Love Shaq.
What are we talking about?
Shaq.
Was oh, and pre-shows.
Yeah, so yeah. That's because what I would
also
do.
It's like even if you're right, even if you say the amount of points they're going to score or what dress, you know, someone's going to wear on the red carpet.
We don't care.
What did you win?
Right.
What did you get?
Right.
I guess if you could predict things like that, especially with points scored, you could make bets.
Yeah. I just think it's so dumb.
Beyond.
Period.
Period. I am ready to move on
yeah.
to our next story because Gina Kirshenhider has been accused of pushing her boyfriend, Travis Mullen, down the stairs by ex-wife. Also, in this picture, Gina's wearing the dress that Margot wore to her birthday party. So that was just really distracting me, and I yeah. needed to get that out. Here are the details. Gina Kirshenhider allegedly pushed her boyfriend, Travis Mullen, down the stairs during a fight that broke out at their Orange County home. Travis's ex-wife, Megan Mullen, made the accusation in court documents obtained by Page Six. She claims the physical altercation occurred around April in front of the former couple's 10-year-old daughter, Presley. So Travis's daughter.
Right. And obviously Travis's ex-wife was there, like probably picking up or dropping off the daughter.
Yeah. Late at night, the children started hearing loud noises. Presley went out of the room to investigate. Travis was yelling that Gina was an alcoholic. Megan alleges in the court docs, Presley witnessed Gina push Travis down the stairs, banging his head on the wall and throwing hairs and pictures off the wall. Megan alleges in the docs that she instructed her kids to call the police if this ever happens again, though cell phones are allegedly not allowed at Travis and Gina's home. All three children have expressed to me, says Megan, that they are not allowed to call me during his visits. In addition to the alleged physical incident, Megan also states that she is concerned about Gina's behavior in drinking. The kids tell me that sometimes when they wake up in the morning, she'll be asleep with an empty bottle of wine and a glass next to her. A source close to Gina tells Page Six that these allegations are completely false. Quote, these claims are without merit. This is a false narrative that Megan is trying to paint about Gina, who is a domestic abuse survivor.
Okay, so there's so many interesting like things that have happened to Gina that now like feel really relevant. Like she had a DUI, mm-hmm. and the way she described it was that she was at a LuLaRoe party.
Right.
And she like had wine and like forgot, and so she drove. And like, I guess when she said that, like I actually did believe her. But hearing this, it like it just does feel like a relevant thing.
It harks back to that. Yeah. Yes.
And what's so crazy is that Gina has, in her previous marriage, been a victim of domestic violence. Mm-hmm. So this is like really crazy.
This is really crazy. And the reason why these docs were filed were in response to Travis's request for an emergency investigation into claims that the ex-wife was unlawfully keeping the kids from him. She alleges it's actually the kids who are refusing to visit with him. So, I mean, if your kids were spending time with your ex-husband and a woman who you believe to be an alcoholic
dangerous.
And is physically abusing your ex-husband, so is allegedly abusive.
I don't know any mom that wouldn't.
Right. Are the kids witnessing it, but you're going to have them in the same. Goodbye.
Yeah, no. I don't know any mom that would like willingly, happily fork her kids over to a situation that sounds so toxic.
Yeah.
That is so crazy. And I feel like Gina had like a really rough like 1 or 2 years with the DUI, the divorce, and the domestic violence case. And like the last 2 years have been like Renaissance Gina, new man, Casita, the whole thing. And this is just like bringing her back. Mm-hmm. But like maybe Gina is like extremely toxic.
Yeah.
Because that's what it sounds like. This is like kind of crazy.
This is really crazy.
And like I guess I could also see a world in which like this ex-wife like is jealous of Gina and like made up these lies. I could see that.
And also like wants full custody of her kids. So she's going to, you know, say these anything. Things about this woman who does have a DUI right. in her past and is a public figure, so this all comes to the forefront and
becomes a bigger deal,
right? So yes,
that's true. I could see that being possible too, but
I don't know what really woman would quote her kids in this way.
But I don't know this woman at all. That's a thing.
Yeah,
she could be nuts.
Yeah,
but I don't know. It sounds like a lot of what she's saying like harks back to things that we know about Gina.
Yeah,
this is a crazy story.
Mm-hmm.
I hope Gina's okay because it doesn't sound like it.
No, and I hope the Travis kids. Is okay.
Oh, right.
Went down
Sorry.
The stairs.
Yeah, that's
and
crazy.
And I hope the kids are okay.
The kids.
We shall see.
We shall see.
Our fifth and final story, a little nostalgic news. Are you ready for
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Microsoft's Internet Explorer browser is officially donezo.
I heard about this.
Internet Explorer, the once popular web browser from tech giant Microsoft, has died. The software program was 26, younger than your girl. Internet Explorer, also known as IE, nobody called it that. Not a soul.
Question mark?
Question mark variety. Is survived by Microsoft Edge, the browser the company launched in 2015 that very few people use. Thank you for the honesty. The company had previously announced that it would cease support for Internet Explorer on June 15th, 2022, today, touting the supposed superiority of Edge. Not only is Microsoft Edge a faster, more secure, and more modern browsing experience than Internet Explorer, but it is also able to address a key concern, compatibility for older legacy websites and apps. Why not just rebrand. Like, why did there have to be two? Why couldn't Internet Explorer
get a rebrand?
Just get the tech that Edge has.
They can even change the name. Like,
I like the name. We're exploring the internet. Why not?
It's extremely nostalgic. Like that big E, blue E logo with like the yellow ring around it. Like, that's iconic.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just like, this is part of growing up, you know, losing loved ones.
Yep.
Even though I haven't used Internet Explorer probably in 25 years.
No, but it did just unlock a memory.
I know. Like Paint. What was that game with the...
With the
gray squares and you'd like click and not get the bomb?
Click and... I don't know.
It's not Minecraft.
Icy like Tower?
Minesweeper. Icy Tower. Icy Tower was a Mac thing.
Icy Tower was so fun.
Oh my God. Miniclip.com. Aqua Energizer. Acno's Energizer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Aqua, the water version.
Good times.
Oh, my God. Good times. What was that? Wacky Packs? Do you remember Wacky Packs? Like those cards
there wasn't an internet thing.
Yes, there was. There was a website. Me and Margo were obsessed with it. You would do, like, Wacky Pack, like, games and, like, it was so fun.
Damn.
Yeah, it used to be lit.
Those were the days. Kids will never know. You're too busy slapping each other with tortillas.
You'll never know the joy of reaching a new level in Acno's Energizer.
No, you'll never know of reaching a new high score in Icy Tower.
Ugh.
Oh, that little guy. He was flipping. Crazy. He was bouncing off the walls.
Yeah, but Icy Tower is not the same era as the... Because I played Icy Tower like in high school on my Mac. You would download it.
I remember...
Snood?
Yeah. I know.
Snood?
Icy Tower, I think, lasted like a long...
Yeah.
A long while.
It evolved.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Xmodo?
No.
Nobody remembers Xmodo. It was like a Mac game, the man on the bicycle, Xmodo.
You play a lot more games than I do. Like yeah. Something has to be like, you know.
I'm like a fun free spirit.
Brick breaker in order for me to play it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You remember Snood?
Yes.
Snood
and I remember Acno's Energizer.
Acno's Energizer. When you think of Snood, what do you think of on the count of three?
I don't think of anything.
You don't think of Olivia Ashray?
No.
She was Snood Queen.
No.
Oh, my God.
And then, of course, there's LimeWire.
Oh, of course.
There's Napster.
Napster. That was, like, a little bit before my time.
Oh, those were the days.
Like, I would hand over my iPod to, like, you or Olivia and be like, hook it up.
Yeah.
And whatever trash you guys were listening to, like, I was obsessed with.
We've always been music curation queens. I'm not going to lie.
It's true.
You know?
Making up dances.
Making up playlists.
Gotta make up a dance.
That's what TikTok is.
I guess. But, like, nothing will compare, like, making up a dance of moves like you saw in movies and stuff. And then, like, doing it for your parents in the living room.
Yeah, and being a star.
Yeah, and, like, getting a camcorder out.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
Like, everyone wants to film you.
Literally, like,
but these paparazzi. Days, the kids get filmed. Well, first of all, they learn dances on TikTok. And two, their parents film them 24/7 with their iPhones.
No, it's, like, too much.
It's not, like, a big deal. I think it's actually a bigger deal when your parents don't film you. And they're going to go, like, am I not cute enough today?
Am I not important?
Did I not shine today?
Totally. Was that the
Where's that phone? Where's that phone?
The fifth and final?
That was the fifth and final.
Goodbye, Internet Explorer. Thank you for the memories. You will be missed.
End of an era.
The show's not over. I don't want you to cry or start sweating. It's going to be okay because it's Dear Toasters time, which is our advice segment. If you ever want advice from your girlies, every Wednesday we do a segment called Dear Toasters. You can write in your submission, whatever problem you're having, whether it's work-related, hygiene-related, friend-related, DearToasters@gmail.com. We'll keep your name anonymous, of course, and we'll do our best to dole out some pretty good advice.
Yeah, we do our best. And we've changed some lives, so.
So watch your mouth.
So, yeah.
And Dear Toasters is brought to you by Favor, previously the Pill Club. Favor is a digital health company that sees the whole you, from birth control and sexual wellness to skincare and menstrual care, all backed by medical experts. So the Pill Club is now Favor, and Favor offers professionally prescribed birth control subscriptions and sexual wellness products delivered straight to your door. Favor carries over 120 FDA-approved brands that ship to all 50 states. Most brands of birth control are free with insurance or Medicaid, and otherwise their prices start as low as $7 per month without insurance. Favor delivers birth control to your door for free in discreet packaging, along with fun self-care gifts and goodies. Their licensed medical team is just a text away to provide you with the care that you deserve, so you can sign up for birth control in just 5 minutes and skip the office and the waiting in line at the pharmacy and get treated right. Right now, when you go to heyfavor.com/toast, Favor is offering a $10 donation to bedsider.org for every Morning Toast listener who becomes a patient. Your donation will help low-income individuals get access to birth control through bedsider.org. That's heyfavor.com/toast to get your first birth control care package and donate to help more women in need of affordable birth control. Remember, it's heyfavor.com/toast, and you must use that link to get the donation.
Thank you.
So we have two submissions and one update from a girly who wrote in a few weeks ago. So our first submission, hello, Jax, Claude, Bryce, and Strice.
Ugh, the Strice brothers, miss them.
I am an OG breather here looking for some advice.
Okay.
I dated my ex Maverick in 2018 for a little over a year. We've both moved on, but I recently moved back to my home state and we are now pretty good friends again since we run in the same friend groups. I was hanging out with him and my friend Ruth on Saturday at his apartment celebrating my birthday. It was getting late, so I said I was ready to leave, and she got up and said she was going to leave also. He walked us both to our cars and I drove off. Well, I have Ruth's location and she actually slept over instead of leaving. I didn't think anything of it at the time since she was drinking, and he told us both we were more than welcome to stay if we needed to. The next day, I was hanging out with my friend Jill when Ruth called her. Ruth said she fucked Maverick and feels icky since they are just friends, but she made Jill swear not to tell me, even though I heard the whole conversation. It does bother me that they hooked up since I literally, oh sorry, it does not bother me that they hooked up since I literally have no feelings for this man anymore, but it does bother me that she is keeping the secret from me. I know it was just a hookup, but we have been friends for so long and I do consider her one of my best friends. Should I call her out and let her know it seems shady? Should I drop it entirely? Am I overreacting since I truly don't have feelings for this man anymore? Okay, this is like infuriating to read because, girl, you are being walked over like a motherfucking doormat. Even if you don't have feelings for this man, the fact that someone you said, I consider her my best friend, slept with a guy you dated for a year, like, that's low-key crazy. And the lying on top of it means she knows it's crazy and that's why she's keeping it from you. And this girl sounds like a B-I-T-C motherfucking H. Like, not your friend. Sleeping with your ex, bad. Not telling you, bad.
Yeah.
Telling someone else, I mean, like, don't tell the toaster, like, you're kidding, right?
When you put it like that, I do agree. When she wrapped up her statements, I was like, well, if you don't care, who cares? But yeah, I guess that's not a best friend. A best friend does not sleep with your ex, no matter whether or not you still have feelings for him. Like, she could sleep with him if they were OTP and they were going to get married and be together,
right,
for 50
years. They have to get
years.
Married now.
But just to, like, have sex with him, your ex? Like, what? Or maybe that's what people do in this friend group, you know?
No,
like,
I mean,
sleep with each other.
You sound so, like, passé about it. I'm, like, shook because this is, like, an enormous betrayal. Even if she had told you straight to your face, it's still a betrayal. You did it for a year.
4 years ago.
Still.
But if they're all still friends, we can't relate to this. If they're all still friends, like, it means that he's no longer, like, he's not an ex. He's just, like, a friend in the group. Right. You know, he's not, like, that ex that, like, we don't see, we don't know. But if she went out and slept with him, that'd be fucking weird. But, like...
Right, so it sounds like this group is extremely understanding. So the fact that Jill... What's her name? No, yeah, Jill.
Ruth.
No, Jill went to Ruth. And if the group is how you describe it, then she should have had no problem just being up front and telling her that she slept with her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, it's reminding me of Vanderpump Rules, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like, do you still consider Stassi and Jack's exes? Like, if...
Now?
You know what? No. Like, and if someone... Take Brittany out of the equation. Like, if later down the line... Like
Katie.
If, yeah, but Katie should tell Stassi.
Yeah.
And not just tell Kristen. And if tell Stassi Kristen had not no to tell Stassi.
And if Stassi had no feelings and, like, really didn't care, then it wouldn't be an issue.
Right.
And you don't have feelings for him, so you don't care, but it's still lying. It makes it seem like you're doing something wrong, which I guess you are.
Yeah, so what I would say is just keep an eye on that one.
Yeah, she's not, like, an OG friend, but you know who is? Ruth, letting you listen to the whole conversation.
Yeah, there are nefarious things happening.
Yeah, Jill is not your girl.
No, I think Ruth is the nefarious one.
Sorry, yeah, Ruth is the one who fucked. But Jill is an OG. She goes hard for you because she let you listen to the conversation.
Yeah.
What are these names? Jill and Ruth?
I don't know.
All right, next up. Dear Claudia, Jackie, Harry, Bruno, and Theo. Theo getting shitty billing. Longtime toaster here, first time ever writing in. Over the weekend, my P-John boyfriend and I moved to my hometown in Florida after graduating from dental school.
Cute.
We've been dating for 2.5 years, but we both come from super conservative Christian and Catholic families. For reference, I'm 27 and he's 29, and we don't want to live together until marriage. While moving, my sweet, innocent, naive mother-in-law, who was helping me, found his condoms and discovered them right in front of me. Mind you, they were Magnum XL. She looked at me absolutely mortified and then left his apartment immediately. I've seen her since and it's incredibly awkward and I have a huge pit about it. I'm afraid she's going to confront me and I don't know what to say as she definitely had no idea I was having sex or have even had sex. What do I do? Do I pretend she didn't see anything? Do I confront the issue? Do I lie if she asks? Do I tell her that her little girl is grown up and is having amazing sex? Please advise, as my best friend, who's also a toaster, said, this one's for Jackson Claude. Sincerely, an incredibly embarrassed toaster.
Okay, this was her mom, not her mother-in-law?
Her mom, and she's 27, but her parents are, like, uber, uber religion. I guess they were under the assumption that she would not be having sex till marriage because she's not moving in with him until she's married.
Okay, first of all, I would say follow her lead. If she wants to pretend like she didn't see it, you count your blessings.
Great.
And you don't have to have a conversation about it. If she does bring it up, don't lie, because then that means that he's cheating on you with someone else.
Right.
Like, then he looks bad. Just be honest. Be like, listen, this is the person I am going to be with. I know it's not what you would do, but I feel very comfortable.
I'm old enough to make that decision. We're being safe, Magnum XL.
Yes. And I hope that you can understand that. I wouldn't start saying you're having amazing sex.
No.
No need to, like, you know.
I just don't think that's any of your mother's business.
Yeah, but just be like, you know, I don't know what the truth is, but you could say, like, we waited a while in our relationship till we knew we were, like, certain about each other. And though I do, like, have so much respect for all of the traditional values we were raised with, and so many of them I do incorporate into my own life. Like, I am, you know, a modern woman.
This is good.
And that was something that decision that we came to, and things are good. I hope you can respect it.
That's good shit. But agreed on the first part. If homegirl doesn't say anything, you shut the fuck up. Like, follow her lead. Like, it's awkward. It's not like she's angry at you, because if she was, she would yell at you. She's your fucking mom.
Yeah, but, and maybe she's not upset about it at all, but in that moment, it's a lot to process. Okay,
yes, your little daughter is grown up.
Yes, and she probably thought up until this point, like, that was not happening.
You're going to become a dentist. Like, bitch, you can have sex.
Right, of course, but let her react in her own time.
Yeah.
And if she doesn't want to talk about it with you, because she knows what she needs to know, really, what's the question?
Magnum.
What's the question?
Magnum.
Like, Magnum. But you don't have to pretend like you're not having sex, but, like, you guys don't need to talk about it. Like, she knows. Great.
Yeah,
move on. But if she wants to talk about it, just, I would come to it from a respectful POV, considering, like, you do share a lot of the same values.
And you know what? She really can't be mad that you're being extremely safe. Like, mm-hmm. She raised a smart, capable, and cautious daughter. And we love that.
Yeah.
It's honestly a compliment to her.
Yeah.
To find those condoms. Look what I did. I raised a smart, health conscious woman who's going to be a doctor.
Who pulled a Magnum.
Right. And her boyfriend's got a big dick. I've never been so proud of my daughter in my entire life.
She had to leave because she was overwhelmed
with emotion and pride. Totally. You did that. Congratulations.
Congrats.
All right. Our third and final Dear Toasters is an update. So this happened when Taylor Strecker was here. I have the girl submission, but I can give you
the gist.
She made a new friend with a girl who was, this toaster made a friend, and this girl's great, and she really liked her, but she literally cannot go out to eat with her. Like, she literally eats so aggressively, shoveling, like, a Cobb salad in her mouth with her hands.
No.
Like, eating dressing all over her face. She didn't put her napkin on her lap. She was chewing with her mouth open, talking while eating, lettuce flying out of her mouth. She said it was very upsetting, and she was going to overlook it until she started picking up the salad with her hands.
Okay.
So she didn't know what to do.
What was the advice?
We said,
go out for smoothies.
No, okay, here, look. So, hi. I wrote into Dear Toasters in late April asking for advice on my friend who's a messy eater. She picked up the Cobb salad with her hands. Claudia and Taylor provided some wonderful advice and confirmed that it was indeed gross. I think we said, like, stop going out to eat with her. Like, why don't you guys go bowling or something? And also, like, maybe go out in a group so that, like, other people can see it and, like, maybe someone else will say something to her.
Yeah, or just order finger food.
Right, right. That's good advice. So here's what she did. As disgusted as I am, I've determined that it's not worth ending our friendship over since I really do genuinely like this girl. But I've made it a point to prioritize activities other than eating. We went to a concert recently, for example. I've gotten dinner with her twice since then, and both have been with a big group. So I just sat next to her instead of across from her so I don't have to watch her eating. Mm. Someone in Toast After Dark actually suggested this, and I'm so glad that they did. Our friendship is stronger than ever because of it. Thanks, Queens.
Look at this. This is what we mean, you guys.
That's excellent advice, to sit next to someone, yes, like in a booth, as opposed to directly across from them, because there's no escaping it if you're directly across.
Gorgeous.
I love that advice, and I'm so glad that worked out. And you know what? Like, normalize looking past people's flaws, because people are complex and people are flawed, but on the inside, it's the good inside that's what matters.
Of course.
And that's Proverbs, John 22, Luke 8, 5.
Thank you, Lucas 12:16.
You're welcome, Sarah 85.
12. I like Maverick 20:30.
It's my favorite passage. It's so uplifting.
He who shall once love Claudia shall never love again.
So motherfucking true. Okay, those were Dear Toasters. Again, if you want to submit, it's deartoasters@gmail.com. That was our show, but if you're looking for more content, join us tonight. Spotify Live, our new show Breaking Bread premieres at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time. It is a totally live audio show on the Spotify Live app. You can also tune in live on Spotify. Make sure to follow our show, Breaking Bread, on Spotify. Thank you so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us, The Morning Toast, and leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Have an amazing day, you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
We will see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Bye. Oh, don't end. Did we end? Tomorrow's episode is podcast only.
Uh-huh.
So it'll be up early tomorrow morning. Jackie and I are both. Oh my God, you scared me. I thought you saw like a mouse or something. I didn't realize you were mocking me. I should be used to it by now. Oh my God, my heart actually just stopped.
Are you for real?
Because you pointed. I thought it was literally a mouse by my foot. Like, we live in New York, bitch. Like a roach.
No, nothing. Just a dirty carpet. And yes, we know the carpet needs to be cleaned.
And you know what? We're not doing it.
Thursday.
Tomorrow's episode is podcast only, and there's no show Friday and Monday of this week and next week. So I just wanted to say that. Thank you for stopping my heart. I have to go to the hospital now. Have a great day. Anything else you want to say?
No, just goodbye, everyone. Have a wonderful weekend. Make sure to meditate. I'll see you tomorrow, podcasters. Meditate and acknowledge the space that you're in, and Bryson Strassen.
And you'll see them tonight.
And I'll see you tonight on Breaking Bread, Bryson Strassen.
Bye.
We should have called the show Bryson Strassen.
Totally.